Hello again, listeners. This is Dave Alexander with the PotatoPodcast.com. Today, we have something special for you. We are inside the Idaho Potato Truck. And this is, I'm sure everybody's aware of it. It's the Idaho Potato Commission has sent this ginormous truck all across the United States and stops and does PR tours for the IPC. So today we are talking with a couple of the people that are on the tour. We're going to find out kind of what they do and how they do it. What is your name?
So my name is Jessica, and I am a brand ambassador for the Big Idaho Potato Truck Tour, and we also go by the Tater Twins.
The Tater Twins. You're not really twins.
Well, no two potatoes look alike, so no, that's our joke. We're not actually twins. We're best friends from high school, and we got the job together a couple years ago.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name's Kaylee.
Kaylee. All right, Kaylee and Jessica. Mm-hmm. So what high school was that? Is it Boise area?
Yeah, so we're from Boise, well, kind of Boise Meridian. We went to Mountain View High School, and we graduated in 2011. But we met when we were sophomores, when we were 16. So we've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
So how did you get this job together? I mean, did you go in and say, hey, let's apply together and become the Tater Twins? How does that work?
Yeah, so funny story. I actually found the job first on Indeed. And I was thinking, like, man, it would be so much fun if I could have a friend come along. And I knew that Kaylee would be the perfect candidate because she loves to we love to travel. And I knew she'd be crazy enough to travel around with a giant potato. And so I actually sent her the application. And then we applied separately just because we didn't want to go in and say, I want to work with my best friend. But luckily, our boss, she went on our Facebook pages and she saw us in the photos together. And so she put it together. And it's been amazing because we travel across America for 6 months and we work in very close quarters. So it's great to have your best friend along on the trip with you. So
I'm sure they get irritating whether it's your best friend or not. There's 6 months living together.
Yeah, we call each other work wives because we understand, you know, you got to work at it, right?
Right. So you leave Boise, basically, is hometown. I was looking on the schedule today, and it's a pretty neat website, and I encourage people to check that out. What is the website, Kaylee?
The website is BigIdahoPotato.com, and on there you can find information about our tour and our tour schedule and links to our social media pages. So a lot of good info on there.
There's also a really neat thing where you can put in your zip code, and it shows you if the truck's going to be around there, and then you can click on it and see when it's coming up. I thought that was really interactive and cool.
Yeah, that's a new feature, and it'll tell you actually where we've been on the map and where we're going.
Yes, so here you are. You're ready to go out and on the road for 6 months. We're inside the potato truck, as I mentioned, opened up the podcast with, because this is where all your stuff is stored. You've got boxes and boxes of giveaways, it looks like, and clothing, and Spuddy Buddy is looking over your shoulder there.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty neat deal, right? It's open and hollow, and looks like you have plenty of room to do what you need to do.
Yep, it's our traveling storage unit. We also call it our walk-in closet because we got our lockers back here. We put our personal stuff, but we're on the road for 6 months, so we have to stock this potato full to last us the whole tour with all of our promotional items that we give away.
So when you're out on the road, you all travel in the truck together. Ron Coles is your driver.
Mm-hmm.
So you two, the Tater Twins and Ron, head out, you do set up, and then you stay in hotels. How does that go? Like, we just park this big truck somewhere behind the hotel, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we have to call ahead because we can't just show up with this giant potato anywhere because
it draws a crowd.
Parking, yeah. Well, we love crowds, but parking can be sometimes a sticky situation with this giant potato. So we normally call ahead, or I Google Map to see the parking lot. And then once we find a hotel that can accommodate our giant spud, then we bring our potato truck in and we stay at hotels along the road. We really like Hilton and IHG. This isn't a commercial for them. No, I don't add that.
But you have yeah. points for those folks anyway.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our favorites.
Parking comes first. That's the main priority with
okay.
the hotels.
So when did this tour start, this 6 months tour that you're on now?
So the 2018 tour started on March 2nd, and we started in Boise, and then our first event was all the way in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. So that was like a 5-day trip, which was pretty crazy. But we only do those a couple times a year, the cross-country treks. But we're all over the place because it depends on when the event is and where it is. So we try and make it work.
That's what the part that seems to me one of the neatest things about your job is you get to see the country and interact with people and get to meet people from all over.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's the furthest you've been. Was that Hilton Head?
We actually went to Portland, Maine this year.
Yeah.
So that's the farthest we've been. But the truck's been to all the lower 48 states.
In previous tours? Not,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do about 26 states every year in 60-plus cities, so we can't do all the lower 48 at once, but we travel a lot with that potato. It takes us a lot of places.
How many years has it actually been going now?
So it started in 2012, and it was actually only supposed to be a one-year campaign just to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Idaho Potato Commission. But then it got so popular that they kept adding years and adding years. And then now it's a pop icon. And it just, people love it when they see it. So I don't think the potato truck will be slowing down anytime soon.
Well, and for those that don't know, this is actually the second iteration of the truck because the first one was worn out, right?
Yeah. So we call this our Big Idaho Potato 2.0. So the first one created in 2012 was made out of concrete. And that weighed around 12,000 pounds. But since they didn't know how long the tour was going to last, they kind of just built it out of whatever. Because nobody's built a giant potato, you know. So they started out with concrete, tried that. And then it got a lot of road wear and tear over the years. So they decided to go with fiberglass for this new potato. And we call it our high-tech potato, too. Because the door is actually automatic. You click it, click a clicker, and it goes in, actually.
Yeah, it's a pneumatic lifting door, like a pneumatic
really nice.
Steps on a truck or something.
Yeah, this is very custom engineering.
So the designers are Chris and Sherilyn Schofield, and they actually have built a couple potatoes now. So they built our older potato out of concrete, and they built the potato that drops on New Year's Eve.
And oh, that's talk about that a little bit.
Oh,
when
yeah.
With your story.
Oh, yeah. And so then they also built this one, and they did such a great job. They did some customized welding at the top, and it says Idaho potato, and just the details of this, like the ceiling, it looks like mashed potatoes.
Yes,
so, yeah,
it's sprayed in fiberglass.
Yes,
and we were going to put some. Well, we'll put some interior photos along with the podcast on our website on thepotatopodcast.com. So people will be able to have a look at that there. So the great potato drop, you quickly mentioned that.
That is
a New Year's Eve thing, similar to what they do in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
Countdown, right? That's got to be a blast, a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. People from all over the world in America come just to see the potato drop. It's so awesome. So actually, last year was my first year going, and we brought the potato truck there, and it's in downtown Boise, right in front of the Capitol. And so then they drop the potato and they count down, and when they drop it they have fireworks, and there's just so many great things going on every year. They try to make it bigger and better,
different events
events. They have people singing. It's just great. And we know the people who actually put it on, Dylan and Sandy, and they do such excellent job. So it's a really cool event.
And so those who haven't been, including myself, how big is that? So that potato was also built by the Goldfields, right? And it is the same type of spray-in fiberglass, right?
Yeah.
How big is that?
So I don't know the exact dimensions. It's smaller than our potato, but it's still pretty big, but it actually glows. It's a glow-tato, and so they have lights, and they shine the lights outward, and so then at night, it just glows up and lights up the sky.
Sounds like yeah. a lot of fun. I'm going to try to get over there
this
year.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need to. It's on your bucket list, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know about bucket list, but but it's a to-do list for sure. It should be on the bucket list. Okay, so obviously you're traveling all over, meeting all kinds of crazy people. What's the craziest thing that has ever happened to you, Kaylee?
Gosh.
Come on, don't hold back now. The craziest thing.
Well, this last weekend, we were invited up to go to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for the American Idol auditions.
Oh,
so
that's
we
fun.
Actually met Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
He came to the Potato and did some lines in front of it. And so hopefully he'll make the show. We'll see.
Oh, I'm sure it will. If they put anybody from Coeur d'Alene on, it will anyway. So.
Yeah, I think they had a few from there. So yeah,
very
we'll
cool.
see. That was really fun.
All right, give me your, Jessica, give me your favorite crazy story or your craziest story.
We were in Indianapolis to go to an IndyCar race, and we've been working with
the NASCAR race or the 500?
IndyCar. So it was the Grand Prix of Indianapolis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they wanted us to get through these tunnels to get into the fan area, but we actually didn't fit. So what they had to do was they got us actually out on the track to get us into the fan area. So we got to drive the potato truck on the Indy 500 track.
That is yeah. awesome. Where is the video of that?
It's on Facebook. Yeah, we have video.
You know what? We'll put a link on our site and
yeah,
on this
that
podcast
was,
to that
yeah.
because I've got to see that.
Cool. Yeah, I actually was videoing when they pulled onto the track. So I actually got to run on the track too and chase after them while
How
I was videoing.
Fun.
So
How fun.
That was super fun.
So when does this tour wrap up? When are you ending and where?
So the tour technically ended mid-September, but we're doing some special events here in the next coming weeks. So we were here for AgFest in Idaho Falls, and then we're going to do Fleet Week in San Diego, and then we'll be in LA for a couple days after that, trying to hit up some celebs.
Yeah.
And then we go to Orange Beach, Alabama for the World Food Championships.
So those are just single trips. You're not out for
yeah.
a week. Go home after they're done.
So yeah, after Alabama, we'll go back and then we'll do local events in Boise. So the potato drop, the Idaho Potato Bowl, Seven Cares Day, and a few other ones just in the Boise area. But we're shut down for the most part after this.
Okay. You know, it's an impressive marketing campaign and one of the most unique ideas out there, I think, and the longevity of the campaign speaks to that. And so from our standpoint, we applaud the IPC and the coming up with the idea, and we hope to see it go on and continue. Is there anything you want to leave us with, a takeaway, a parting shot?
Should we say a potato joke?
Yeah, let's have a potato joke.
Give you some potato jokes. So what potato is in the best shape?
What potato is in the best shape? I don't know.
Hash browns, because they're shredded.
They're shredded hash browns. Okay.
I know. We got some potato puns and jokes.
We need these for our, we do puns and jokes on our e-blast sometimes. So give us another.
Okay. Another one. Why do potatoes make good golfers?
Don't know.
Because they have a good chip.
Oh, a potato chip. Yes.
Yeah.
And they get worse from here,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, then they keep going. Yeah. What's another word? Oh, why do potatoes make good detectives?
They have lots of eyes.
Woo, you
Ooh,
got
I
it.
Oh, I got one right.
Good job.
All right. And so on that note, I want to thank the Tater Twins for taking time out. Again, we're coming from you from inside the giant potato. And thank you both for taking your time today.
Oh, yeah, it's been a pleasure. I'm definitely going to have to check out your podcast because we have to know everything potatoes. So
it is the potatopodcast.com, produced by Potato Country Magazine. Please check it out. We'll put some links on there for you and some photos that we took today also.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Yes, thank
Folks,
you.
Folks, have a good day.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.